Okay, this is the story of our vacation in Montreal. A couple of years after we got married, Anne and I decided to take a vacation in Montreal. As soon as we got to Quebec, we noticed that things changed. Everybody spoke French. At the gas stations, convenience stores, and anywhere we stopped to ask for directions, they spoke French. At the hotel desk, they spoke French. I had a little French in high school, and Anne had some more than I did, but neither of us was fluent in conversational French. We were feeling very disoriented. On the way to our hotel room, I managed to find an English language newspaper, and in our room, I perused it to see if we could find something to do that evening. I found an announcement of a concert by the well-known soprano Maureen Forrester. Even better, the last line in the announcement said, "Translation will be provided." At last, there would be an activity where we would understand what was going on. The hotel thoughtfully provided a tourist map. We found our hotel and the concert hall on the map, and lo and behold, they were only 8 blocks from each other. It would be easy to walk to the concert.
That's what we thought.
We also found a restaurant a few blocks from the concert hall, and it looked like it would be a fun and easy night. So we set out from the hotel, and we found some street names that were not on the map. It was several blocks before we came to a street that was on the map. We soon came to realize that the tourist map showed only the major streets of Montreal, and that most of the smaller streets weren't on it. But we were committed to our evening out, and so we continued on to the concert hall, which turned out to actually be 25 blocks from the hotel. It was a long walk.
Every time I asked Jim how long it would be, he would say, "Just 8 more blocks."
We settled into our seats for the concert, and I looked over the program. It was a concert of Brahms songs. Words were provided in German, and I looked through the program for the promised translation. Soon I found the translation, and it turned out to be a translation into French. What the newspaper announcement had not said was that the translation was from German into French. I half groaned and half smiled, but we enjoyed the concert very much. Halfway through the concerts, the lights went out, and we were left in the dark, except for a few emergency lights. Soon there was an announcement over the public address system, in French. Someone sitting next to us was nice enough to translate. The power had failed, and they were going to finish the concert by candlelight. They did, and it was wonderful. After the concert, we made what we knew would be a longer than expected trek to the restaurant, but we were hungry and determined. The restaurant turned out to be a little fancier than I expected, and they required men to wear dinner coats. They were happy to lend me a coat about 2 sizes too big. There were musicians who strolled from table to table. They sat us at a table with a lighted candle in the middle between us and handed us a menu in French. I was embarrassed by my poor French pronunciation, and so I didn't want to read it very loudly. Anne had to lean in to hear me. She got too close to the candle, and her hair caught on fire. I quickly realized the real purpose of the coat they had given me, to put out the fire. I took it off and smothered the fire with it. Fortunately, Anne's hair had only been slightly singed, and there was no harm done except worry and excitement. The head waiter, or the maitre d',
or one of those two people, came over afterwards and said to me, Madame, are you correct?
Meaning, were you all right? His English was as bad as our French. So. As we ate, the strolling musicians came by our table playing a tune. As we listened, we realized they were playing, "You Light Up My Life." We figured out how to use the Montreal Metro and took it back to the hotel. After Anne combed out the last of the singed hair, we went to bed thinking, "Good night, sweet dreams, bonsoir, fait de beau rêve." And that was our trip to Montreal.